Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this September 29th. I'm Aaron Hendel. As Congress considers cutting the budget for Planned Parenthood, local supporters are taking to the street to support the group. Reporter Mark Salinger is at one of those rallies on the steps of LA City Hall. He joins us live. Mark, can you describe what's happening there right now?
Aaron, if a caller can make a statement, the caller Pink today is making a very strong statement with how many people are on the steps of City Hall right now. They're all wearing pink in a pink out day. It's a national day that Planned Parenthood has come up with. On the day that today, their president is before Congress to support the funding from the government. Today, here in Los Angeles, there are about 200 people on the steps of City Hall already yelling, "Save women's rights," and different chants along those lines. There's a lot of energy here, and clearly a lot of people are in on this national kink out day for Planned Parenthood.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for keeping us updated.
Of course.
In other news, Maya Angelou Community High School in South LA had a scare this morning. Authorities placed the campus on lockdown after school police heard about 5 gunshots near the campus. The LA School Police Department says the lockdown was a safety precaution. LAPD says it did not find anyone with a gunshot wound. The shots came the same day that authorities plan to increase patrols near schools in parts of LA that have recently seen higher rates of violent crime. The business of street vendors in Los Angeles is at risk after a new ban passed by the city council. Staff reporter Garrett Schwartz has more on the story.
Street vendors in Los Angeles are stranded after the city council banned their business on city parks and beaches on Tuesday. Since selling on sidewalks without a permit is illegal, street vendors have depended on city parks in order to make a living. The Los Angeles Street Vendor Campaign is an initiative fighting to legalize food vending on LA's city sidewalks. Janet Favela, a community organizer for the initiative, weighed in.
We understand as a community that street vendors are an asset to the city of Los Angeles. If, you know, a grandmother depended on a street vendor who was set up at a specific location, you know, to buy her fruits and vegetables because she couldn't go more blocks.
Fines implemented by the ban pose a serious issue to street vendors and even threaten the legal status of many living in the community undocumented. The campaign is working on finding a solution that includes the opinions of both street vendors and community members. Garrett Schwartz, Annenberg Radio News.
2 college students have been identified as the suspects in the murder of a UCLA student. Authorities found Andrea Delvesco dead in her burned-out apartment last week. The 21-year-old from Austin, Texas, was a member of the Pi Beta Phi sorority. Now, fellow UCLA student Eric Marquez and Fresno State University student Alberto Medina are in custody for her murder. Medina is being held on $1 million bail, and Marquez is being held without bail. Delvesco was scheduled to appear in court Friday on drug dealing charges. Police say they believe that's directly connected to her murder. A local trash and recycling company has launched an initiative to take tons of trash off the streets of Los Angeles. Literally. Rachel Kors has the story.
Active Recycling's program lets people drop off up to 2,000 pounds of illegally dumped trash for free. So far, community members have dropped off 110 tons. Active Recycling's Errol Siegel says the program is the only one of its kind in the city.
Because everyone thinks I'm crazy for doing it. It's costing me a lot of money. But what I'm getting out of it is a cleaner city for my children, my grandchildren, and for other people's children. You know, everyone, I'm trying to give back to the community, and that's what I'm doing.
LA has come under fire for failing to respond to requests to clean up illegal dumps in largely low-income minority neighborhoods. Community members are upset that they've held 5 press conferences about the new program, but no elected officials have shown up. Locals say they're tired of their requests to pick up illegal dumps being ignored. One woman who lives in the neighborhood says the trash in alleyways makes her feel embarrassed about her neighborhood and could become a safety hazard. Rachel Kors, Annenberg Radio News.
Today is International Coffee Day. On average, Americans consumed 6.8 pounds of coffee last year, according to a study done by Euromonitor International. In celebration of this day, coffee shops like Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme are giving out free coffee. Great news for college students studying for midterms. That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Aaron Hendel.
Thank you.